Chapter 1. An Excursion into the Country. My name is Daniel Summerstone, and when this story happened in 1910, I was 22 and living in London. I went on holiday to Germany at this time and had a very strange experience there. Let me tell you my story. It was my first visit to Germany, and I stayed in a nice small hotel in Munich. There was a lot to see and do, so I planned each day carefully. Every day, I left my hotel early in the morning and returned late at night. One cold but sunny day at the end of April, I decided to go for an excursion into the country. I took a carriage for the day, and the manager of the hotel, Herr Delbruck, gave me food for the excursion.
"Have a good time," he said, "but don't come home late. It's sunny now, but I can feel a cold north wind. Maybe there will be a storm later."
Then he turned to Johann, the driver of the carriage.
"Remember, tonight is Walpurgis night, so come home early," he said.
"Yes, sir," said Johann. "I'll remember."
We drove out of the city to an area with mountains and forests. It was very beautiful.
"Tell me, Johann," I said, "what is Walpurgis night?"
The driver was silent for a moment. I had the impression he didn't want to answer me.
"I'll explain it to you later, but not now," he said finally. "Now I must drive."
A bit later, I saw a small road going down into a valley. It was overgrown, and it was clear that people didn't use that road very often. I was curious about the road.
"Let's go down this road," I said to Johann. "I want to see the valley."
But Johann didn't stop the carriage. He looked nervous and started speaking quickly in German. He shook his head and said,
"No,"
making the sign of the cross and looking at his watch. I was even more curious after this. "Johann," I said in a serious voice, "I want to go down this road to the valley. You don't have to come with me. I won't force you. But tell me, why don't you want to go there?" I had the impression he wanted to explain, but he was too nervous. Finally, he said simply,
"Walpurgis night."
The horses were becoming nervous too. Johann drove 20 meters down the road. Then he came to some crossroads and he stopped the carriage. He got down and tried to calm the horses.
"The horses don't like the crossroads," he said. "Suicides are buried here."
He made the sign of the cross again.
"Why are suicides buried at crossroads?" I asked, perplexed. "It's their punishment," answered Johann. "They're punished for their crime each time good people use the road and drive over them. People throughout Europe believe this."